हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम 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 नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने। ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। Now we have seen until the 63rd verse, where we understood how the power of the reality, which doesn't exist independently outside of independent of the reality, is contributes for this manifestation of the universe. Which means the power is there, but the power is not countable, because the power is not there independently outside of the reality. What is the reality, and when there is manifestation of the universe in terms of forms, names and functions, then that power of the reality is recognizable. So recognizability of the power of the reality is actually recognizability of the very reality. How powerful reality is, that is recognizable only when there is manifestation of the universe. And the manifestation of the universe is nothing but manifestation of the forms, names and functions. When the non-recognizable forms, names and functions become recognizable, so non-inaccessible forms, names and functions become accessible, thereby they enjoy status of being existent, we say the forms, names and functions are manifest. The manifestation is of the world in terms of forms, names and functions is possible because of the blessing of the power of the reality, which we saw in the previous class, 63rd verse. Let us read that verse again. या शक्तिः कल्पयेद् व्योम, या शक्तिः कल्पयेद् व्योम, सा सद्व्योम्नोरभिन्नताम्, सा सद्व्योम्नोरभिन्नताम्, आपाद्य धर्मधर्मित्वम्, आपाद्य धर्मधर्मित्वम् व्यत्ययेनावकल्पयेत्, आपाद्य धर्मधर्मित्वम् व्यत्ययेनावकल्पयेत्. सो हियर या शक्तिः व्योम कल्पयेत् सा सद्व्योम्नो अभिन्नताम् आपादयति. यू हैव से या शक्ति मीन्स व्हाट हियर, या माया शक्ति, दैट पावर ऑफ द रियलिटी विच अलोन कल्पयेत व्योम. व्हेन देयर इज स्पेस, when the space enjoys status of being existent, which means the space is available for recognition, space is available for objectification, then that is because of the manifestation of the power of the reality. So we say this is the power of the reality, otherwise called Maya, which manifests alone is what? This universe, this space. And when there is manifestation of the space, and what is important is, when there is space manifest, what is inseparably there along with the space is the Sat, the reality. The reality obtaining in the form of existence. Sat, when the space is means, space means, space means space is. Space is means space enjoys existence. Therefore, space and existence are not separable. Therefore, it is said here, space is there, enjoy existence means that existence enjoyed by the space is Brahma, the reality, and the space is manifestation of the power of reality, which is manifestation of the reality itself. So space is manifestation of the power of reality means space is the manifestation of the reality. And the space is manifestation of the reality means space and the reality are inseparable. We say ocean is the appearance of the water means wave and water are inseparable. Similarly here, the space is manifestation of the reality means space and reality are inseparable. So this inseparability of this created and the creator, inseparability of the cause and the effect, and the creation and the reality also is because the power of the reality only. Dharma dharmitvam vyatyena avakalpayet. Then there afterwards, dharma dharmi, the attribute and the attribute difference also is created by the same shakti only. Vyatyena avakalpayet. So the inseparability of the space and the reality in terms of existence. Then the distinction between the reality and the creation also is created by the same power of reality called Maya only. Now we're going to see the next verse. Sato vyo matvama pannam yomnasattam tulaukika sato vyo matvama pannam yomnasattam tulaukika tarkikaschavagacchanti mayaya uchitam hitat sato vyomatvamapannam yomnasattam tulaukikah tarkikaschavagacchanti mayaya uchitam hitat. So sataha vyomatvam apannam. Sataha vyomatvam apannam. Now when you say, it is sat alone enjoys the status of being this space. Sataha vyomatvam apannam means now the pure reality obtaining in the form of pure existence without any form or name. Now, after the manifestation of the space, now what the same reality obtaining in the form of existence enjoys the status of being the space. It means existence is not space, but definitely space is existence. Sataha vyomatvam apannam means sat has now the reality implementum Brahman obtaining in the form of pure existence has the status of being this space. Now what is space? We have to say space is sat, the reality, sat Brahma. What sat Brahman is not space, but space is sat Brahma. So now similarly, vyomnaha sattam tu laukikaha tarkikaha cha avagacchanti. So vyomnaha sattam, so the existence of the reality, which is the very nature of the reality, existence, Mayayaha uchitam hitat. They think the space enjoys in the existence of its own. This simple people, ordinary people, laukikaha. So the simple non-thinking people and all the so-called great thinkers, the philosophers called the logicians, tarkikaha, they all avagachanti, they all mistake that space enjoys existence of its own. Mayayaha uchitam hitat. And that, why do they mistake? Why do they think? Why do the simple people, tarkikaha and the laukikaha, the great thinkers, the philosophers, logicians, and also simple people in the society, they think space exists, means they think space enjoys existence of its own. They cannot see the subtle fact of space being inseparably there with existence. In which the space enjoys existence means the existence enjoyed by the space is actually the reality. The space does not have existence of its own. But people, the simple people, laukikaha, and the tarkikaha, some great logicians, think that they think avagachanti. So they think the space has existence of its own. And mayayaha uchitam hitat. And why do they think that way? Why do these people, tarkikaha, think that the space enjoys existence of its own? Why do they think? It is because of the power of, again, the reality. It is the power of the reality which makes people think also. Even as a thinking also is because of the power of power only. Therefore, space, even though space does not have independent existence of its own, but still people think space has existence of its own. Even they do not see the existence, they only see the space. That is because the abstractness of the reality, abstractness, subtleness of the existence, and also inseparability of the space and the reality makes people feel, think that a space has, a space enjoys existence of its own. So first he takes this space and he's going to go on to the. So mayayaha uchitam hitat. So one is dharma, another is dharmi. They look at the reality as a dharma, dharmi, and namarupa as this interpretation of space as the dharma attribute of the reality. And this is because this difference, this dharma dharmi difference is created by the maya power only. Really speaking, it's only because of the ignorance such a perception is possible. Can we look at the wave as the attribute of the water? If you say water is the dharmi and wave is the dharma, can you say that between water and wave is there dharma dharmi sambandha? Is there the attributed relationship? No, because attribute means waveness is not an attribute of the water. Wave is the utterance of the water. Because wave is water. Similarly here, space is the reality. Space does not have independent existence of its own. Space is an attribute of on the reality. Therefore, you can say, why do we eat that? But still people think that way. It's because of this power of maya, the power of reality. Kevala maya krita vyamoha phalam. it is only purely, you know, as a commentator says, the purely ayakrita vamoha phalam. It's a purely the product of the delusion. What is the delusion? Seeing anything as an attribute of the reality. So here we make, the minute you see the space means the space is, and this is means space enjoys existence. This enjoys existence means the reality obtaining in the form of existence is inseparable, non-separate from the space. Therefore, space is reality. Sadvastu. So whatever limitations the Namarupa have, the Namarupa has its own limitations. We know, we saw already very clearly, Kala Parichedha, Avachedha, Desha Parichedha, and Vastu Parichedha. So all these limitations which belong to the Namarupa are superimposed upon the reality. Therefore, even though reality is untaintable, untainted, untouched, still reality is absolutely free from all attributes, all the forms and functions. But still, because of this Maya, these attributes are superimposed upon the very reality. There is no dharma-dharmi difference between water and the wave. Is there dharma-dharmi difference? Water is the dharma, dharmi, and wave is the dharmi, dharma. Can you say that? No. Between water and the wave, there is no dharma-dharmi sambandha, connection. Similarly, there is no dharma-dharmi connection between any of this, between Brahman and any of these forms and names. So it is said here, yadyatha, 65th verse, yadyatha vartate tasya, yadyatha vartate tasya, tathatvam bhati manatha. So in the 65th verse, Vidyayana Swami makes it very clear. Viparita pratilaukika upattim. Why do we have this error in our perception? Why is there an error in our perception? Yadyatha vartate tasya tatha tvam bhati manataha. Anyatha tum brahmeniti nyayoyam sarvalaukikaha yadyatha vartate tasya tatha tum bhati manataha anyatha tum brahmeniti nyayoyam sarvalaukikaha. See, yad vartate, yatha vartate, tasya tathatvam abhati manataha. See, manataha means pratyakshadi pramanataha. Listen to me carefully. Pratyakshadi manataha. Manam means through the perception, through the knowledge. Through the perception of, through the perception of, through the sense organs, the objects are perceived. Perception of objects through the sense organs. Perception of objects through the sense organs. When it is, so the objects, yad yatha bhati, yad yatha asti. What is the object and how it looks exactly the way it is. Tathatvam bhati manataha. Tasmin tad buddhihi prama. So in this word, we can understand what is knowledge. Tasmin tad buddhihi prama, given in the what is jnanam. See, the word prama is another word for jnanam. Prama, please be careful, not brahma. Brahmaha is different from prama. Sanskrit prama akaranta striling shabdaha, which means knowledge. Brahmaha means confusion. Okay, so here prama means valid knowledge, the clear knowledge, brahma. So knowledge, what is knowledge here? Tasmin tad buddhihi. If you look at the chair, and you look at the chair as the chair, what does it mean? The chair is an object perceived through your eyes, sense organ, called seeing power. Then, if you look at the chair as chair, then it is jnanam. So, tasmin tad buddhihi prama. Tasmin tad buddhihi means that is knowledge. When you see something as it is, any given object perceived through any sense organ exists as it is, mean what? It is knowledge. You don't mistake the elephant for the snake, or snake for elephant, or monkey, or a donkey, or a cow. When you see the elephant, you say elephant as elephant. You see the rope, you see the rope as a rope. You see the snake, you see the snake as a snake. You don't mistake it for something else. So that is seeing as things as it is. Seeing that as that is called tasmin tad buddhihi jnanam. But what happens? So it is said in this verse, yad vartate, whatever object exists, yatha vartate, however that object exists, tasya tatham bhati. So that object, why that object is the way it is? Why the object is the way it is is very clear for us. Why a monkey looks like a monkey? Why a monkey does not look like a buffalo? Why a being, why anything looks like different? Everything as it is. So that is because that is tasmin tad buddhihi jnanam. So yad vartate yatha vartate taya tattat tada bhati, that shines as exactly it is. When we understand the object through the adequate means of what is called shastram. So means of what is called sense organs. Pratyakshadi pramanataha bhati. An object looks like an object because of the perception of the object. Right perception of the object. Now here also, anyathatvam brahmena. See, there are two things he says. If you look at an object, you will look exactly how it looks. That is because of the pramanam. Because of the pramanam, means of knowledge. If something looks different from what it is, then it is not the problem. Is not with the pramanam. What's the problem now? It is brahmena. That is because of the delusion. So anyathatvam, an object not looking exactly how it is because of the confusion, the delusion. Ayam nyayaha sarvalaukikaha. And this is the fact which is acceptable universally. Sarva laukikaha nyayaha. Is it understandable for anybody here? You look at the monkey, you look at the monkey as monkey, doesn't look different from what it is. Now because when you see through the pramanam, the means of also called the seeing power, sense or eyes, and look at the buffalo as buffalo, you don't mistake for something else, means what? Then that is Tasmin tadbuddhihi jnanam. If I look at the buffalo as a buffalo, if I can look at the rope as, look at the snake as a snake, it is knowledge. Tasmin tadbuddhihi jnanam. But I mistake the rope for a snake, I mistake the stump for a man, then it is Brahma. It is Brahma, it is because of delusion. So knowledge that in the presence of which we see things as it as they are. And a delusion is when we do not see the thing as it is, look at it differently, different from what it is, that is because of the delusion. And this is the sarva laukikaha nyayaha, means it is acceptable, agreeable, the fact of all the people. Anyathatva means looking different from what it is because of the delusion or confusion. And this is the sarva laukikaha nyayaha. I am sarva laukikaha nyayaha means this is something, this is a fact acceptable universally by all the people. See, Vidyarana Swami develops his teaching here. When any object is perceived, known, understood as it is knowledge. If you look at, if you misunderstand or wrongly understand any object perceived by you, then that is because of delusion. Only two factors he says. If a perception is of the object is right, then there is knowledge. If the perception of the object is erroneous, that is because of delusion. Any object for that matter. So only in delusion you can mistake one thing for the other. Only in ignorance that is possible. Whereas in knowledge, the perception, the object is the same, doesn't change. Similarly, see, when the pramanam is operated, pramana means the means of knowledge is operated, the corresponding object is seen as it is. Seeing as it is jnana. If you see something different from what it is brahmaha. It simply defines brahmaha. In the following verse, Vidyarana is going to say how even if there's error in our perception of objects, naturally, it can be corrected on verification. Any error is correctable. Any error is possible. Any error is correctable also. Error is possible in perception. You know, and if there's no error, we're able to see things as they are, it is knowledge. And if you mistake, if there's error perception, that is because of delusion, brahmena. But whereas always inquiry will help us correct the error in our perception. What is now Krishna, now here, Vidyanam is going to say, what is natural for anyone to have error in the perception of any object. One can mistake one object for the other, but the vichara will help us understand the error, to help us correct the error also. So similarly here he says, when the shruti is the operated as the pramanam, for us what is to be known, just as what is to be seen through eyes, what the light has to be seen only through the eyes, sound has been known only through the ears. Similarly, through the pramanam, through the most authentic value of, most authentic, the pramanam, the shastram, here, the vichara inquiry will help us understanding, correct the error. Similarly, here when you see the whole jagat, now take only the space here. We are already speaking of space now. There is space means, what is space? You are able to say space is nothing but Brahma. Then it is jnanam. You must look at the space as an attribute of the reality. Reality as dharma, dharmi, and the space is dharma. If you look at it, a dharma dharmi vyatyaya, you see that space is just the nama rupa, then that is because of the delusion. So error in the in right perception is possible in knowledge. When you make mistake, there's no error in the perception. If there's a error in the perception, it is correctable. And here also, what is wave? The question is asked. You are experiencing wave. You can see the wave in front, right in front of you. What is wave? And you can say wave is water, which means tasmin tad buddhihi jnanam. Wave is water means you see the wave as it is. It is jnanam. If you think wave is some form and name, it enjoys its own existence. If you take mithya is mistaken to be satyam, then that is this because of the delusion, Brahmaha. So here we go to the next verse. Evam shruti vicharat. Evam prak is a prak. Evam shruti vicharat prak. Evam shruti vicharat prak. Yatha yadvastu bhasane, evam shruti vicharat prak, yatha yadvastu bhasate, vichare na viparyeti, tattachintyatam viyate. Vichare na viparyeti tatastachintyatam viyate. Evam shruti vicharat. See, before the shruti vichara, you take space as space. But after shruti vichara, you can see space being Brahma. The perception changes. So here, shruti vicharat prak, before the inquiry into the teaching of the scripture, yadvastu bhasate yatha. Akashaha asi. Iti akasha. We take, okay, before the enquiry into the subject matter of the shruti, we take the akasha, space as space. But after the enquiry into shruti, after understanding, we can say space. There's no space, there's only Brahma. Before shruti vichara, you say space is. After shruti vichara means enquiry into the subject matter of the shastram in terms of proper systematic study of the length of time. Then you should say what? There is no space. There is only Brahma. You mean there is space? You are relatively right, but you are not absolutely right. Space is Brahma, if you say that is right. Before the space was, there was Brahma. Now after the space has come into existence, still same Brahman continues to be in the form of space. Therefore, if you look at the space as space, there is a confusion. which is a space as Brahma, that is clear knowledge. Yevam shruti vichara prak yastu bhasate vena pariyeti tatastachintyatam viyat. So vichintyatam means now when we enter into this shastra and a space is a product, space has no independent existence of its own. It is a manifestation of the knowledge. So when you understand how we can understand the space being karyam. Karyam is what? Space being the effect. We understand the space being the effect. Which means space has no independent existence of its own. When you say space is karyam, you can say karyam space is nothing but Brahma. Niruktam vivechanaritim vivrunoti bhinnaiti. Niruktam vivechanaritim vivrunoti bhinnaiti. Bhinne viyatsati shabda bhayadescha bhedatah. Vibhinne viyatsati shabda bhedad buddhescha bhedatah. Vayvadishvanavrittam san nanu vyometi medadhihi. Bhinne vyatsati shabda vedat buddhescha bhedataha. Vayvadishu anuvrittam sat natu vyometi vedadihi. When space is different, the sound is different from space. Even though sound is the attribute of the space, see, sound and space are inseparable. Here, when space, and there is a difference in cognition also. There is a space cognition and a sound cognition. The two different cognitions are there. A space is, sound is. Even though space and sound are physically inseparable, sound is the shabdaha, is the very intrinsic nature of this space, but still they are inseparable. But for you to say there are twofold vritti should arise, the difference in the veda buddhi, difference in the thoughts. Oh, there's difference in the thoughts. Space is means space cognition is. Sound is means sound cognition is. Sound cognition is means what are the two differences which are different from each other. Cognitions are there. According to the cognitions, there are also two different objects of cognitions, space and sound. Even though it will say still the space and sound are inseparable, the sound and the vritti, even the vritti and the object of vritti are inseparable. The cognition and the corresponding object of thought, object of cognition, also inseparable. Can you say there is a chair, object called a chair which exists outside when there is no cognition? Can you say that? For you to say space is, the sound is, how are sound and space? Are they separable? No. But still, you have two different cognitions. Space cognition and sound cognition. Even if there's a difference in two cognitions, the objects are inseparable. And not only that, the cognition and the corresponding object also is inseparable. We can never separate the word and its meaning. Similarly, we can never separate the word and its corresponding thought. See, how you have to understand the inseparability. Cognition and the object of cognition are inseparable. Word and the meaning of the word are inseparable. It means what? Inseparable means there is no difference. We do say wave and ocean, or wave and water. Two different words. Water is different word. Wave is different word. The difference is there, but actually speaking, you know, there's a difference in words. There's difference, okay, but still word and its meaning are inseparable. Word is different, meaning is different, but still they are inseparable. You understand? Word and the meaning are inseparable. Similarly, object of knowledge and the cognition, knowledge obtaining in the thought are inseparable. Like what? Just as an opaque object illumined in the sunlight is inseparable from the sunlight. Wherever the opaque object shines, it shines only in the presence of the light. The light is inseparable from any shining object. Opaque thing, any opaque thing is inseparable, non-separate from the light. Similarly here, word and its meaning are inseparable. Cognition and the word and the form are inseparable. The inseparability implies what? Non-difference. Being inseparable is being non-different. And being non-different is what? Being non-dual. And being non-dual is what? Being one. So, Shabda Veda Vedat Buddhescha Bhedataha Viyat Sati Shabda Vedat Buddhescha Bhedataha. When you say space and consciousness, space and existence, two different words. Existence is another word. Space is another word. Because of the Shabda Vedat, because the difference in the sounds, difference in the names, space and wave, space and Brahman. Like what? Water and wave. Water and wave are two different words. There, no? Shabda Vedat. The Shabda Veda has difference in words. Water and the wave. Water and the ocean. Similarly, Brahman and space are what? Two different words. Because two different words, Buddhescha Bhedataha. Because the two different words indicating two different factors which are actually non-separate, which are inseparable. Cognitions also what now? The two-fold cognitions we have. The difference in cognitions, difference in the words, difference in forms, but actually speaking, there is no difference. In the standpoint of the reality, there is no difference. Vaivadishu anuvrittam sat natu yomaiti bhedadihi. So not only space, there's also air. What is this air again? Air also is in and through pervaded by the same Atma, same Brahman. Impinges of the nature of limitlessness. So the space is Brahma. Similarly, air. What is the distance between consciousness, pure existence and the air? What is the distance? And what is the difference, distance between existence and air? There's no distance. What is the distance between existence and the space? No distance. What is the distance between the vritti, the knowledge, and the object? There's no distance. No distance means there's no separation, no division. No division means not many, they're all one. So vaivadishu anuruttam sat natu vyoma iti bedadihi. You don't mistake the air for the space or space for the air. They are two different objects. There is a difference in the words air, space are two different words, two different forms, two different functions. Two different words, two different forms and two different purposes. Now vayuhu, akashaha, two different words. And the forms are forms indicated by the two different words. Form, words are what? The forms are also different. Words are different. Functions are different. But still, there is no difference. What happened? Because of difference in forms, names and functions, the cognitions also what? No. The difference in cognitions also. The cognition, there may be difference in cognitions, difference in forms, difference in names, difference in functions. Therefore, Veda Buddhi also comes. Oh, we only see, we see the difference. But really speaking, there is still, there is no difference. Why? Because each and everything is Maya Kalpitam. Each and everything is what? Created, projected by the power of the reality. Everything has been brought to manifestation. This is the power of the reality. The play of the power. There's no difference. Vaivadishvanuvrittam sat natu vyometi bhedadihi. One more thing I have to tell you here. When you say space is, and a space is Brahma. Then later on we say Vayu is Brahma. But space is not Vayu. Vayu is not space. Air is not space. Space is not air. There's difference. But still, what continues to be there? After space, we say air. But that word space we drop. But we cannot drop the word Brahman. No way. Air is also Brahma. Vayu is also Brahma. Now he is explained logically. Sadvastvadhika vrittitvat. Sadvastvadhika vrittitvat. Dharmi vyomnastu dharmata. Dharmi vyomnastu dharmata. Dhyasata prathakare. Brohi vyoma. Kriyatmakam, kriyatmakam, sorry, spelling mistake here, one second. Kimatmakam, sadvastvadhika vrittitvat, dharmi vyovnastu dharmata, dhyasata prutakare, Brohi vyoma kimatmakam. Okay, now in this verse, with reference to ocean, water is dharmi, wave is dharmaha. And this, why do we say, why do we call it water dharmi and wave a why do we call gold a dharmi and the form the chain as dharmaha? Dharmi dharmaha. Here he is explaining adhika desha because what pervades is what? That which pervades is dharmi. That which is pervaded is dharmaha. So that which pervades is dharmi and that which is pervaded is dharmaha. Do you understand? why do we use two different words? If there is no difference at all between them, okay, you can simply say what? Wave is water, finished. But instead of we say wave, we say water, two different words are used. And we also create what now? We look at one as the dharma, another as the dharmi. With reference to wave, we say water is dharmi and wave is dharma. Why do we say that? Because of the pervasiveness. That which pervades is dharmi and that which is pervaded is dharma. Therefore, it is said here, even though we say, and they say there's a dharma, dharmi, veda also we create. We see, but still is speaking, dharma, dharmi, veda is not there. You know why? Dharma is pervaded by dharmi means there's only water. The dharmi status also is resolved in the water. Dharma states are resolved in the same water. With reference to wave, we say what is only water. Similarly here also, space is means what? Existence is dharmi and space is dharma. Existence is dharmi and air is dharma. Now, dharmi is that which pervades the dharma. Dharma is pervaded by the dharmi. And here we say, even though we look at these dharmas are different, each dharma is different from each and every other dharma. Air is different from space, space is different from air, and then all the elements are different from each other. And all these elements are dharmas. All the elementals are dharmas. And only dharmi is what? Sat Brahma. Therefore we say, all these dharmas resolve in the one dharmi. Dharmis are not many. Only dharmi in which all the dharmas are resolvable. Even though difference is there, relative difference is there between the dharmas. That's why we have to talk about so many dharma, so many attributes, we have to talk about space, air, etc. But still all of them are mithya. All the attributes, all dharmas are mithya. And Sat Brahma is what? Actually speaking, there's no difference. That is what is said here in this verse. Vaiparityena vyavaharaha tu vastu tattva anavabodha moolakaha. Then the question comes, why do we see the difference then? Why do we see the difference? Dharma dharmi bhedaha and all the different dharmas, why do we see the difference? Here, in his commentary, Acharya says, in the verse, he says, it is because, I see the Sanskrit sentence here, vastu tattva anavabodha moolakaha. Because we do not, vastu tattva anavabodha moolakaha. This dharma dharmi bhedaha, etc. We see, it is purely because of vastu tattva anavabodha moolakam. It is purely caused by the lack of understanding of the reality, the essential reality. Because lack of knowledge of the reality. So vastu anavabodha moolakam. Why there is, we see the difference? Because of the lack of understanding of the truth, lack of knowledge of the truth. Once the truth is known, I tell you, all these differences will resolve. That's what Acharya says here. So, dharmi bhutasya vivechane. So what is this dharmi? How can we resolve the dharma in the dharmi? How can we resolve the dharma in the dharmi? The dharma has to be cognitively resolved in the dharmi. For the dharma to be resolved cognitively in the very dharmi, we have to see vichara of the dharmi. We enquire into the dharmi. What is this dharmi we enquire into? then you resolve the very word dharmi in that reality. Then when the dharmi is resolved, the dharma also is resolved. And you see what is, there is only the reality. Like if you say, oh, water is the dharmi, wave is the dharma. What is water? We enquire into the dharmi word will be resolved and the wave dharma also will be resolved. What is, there is only water. Similarly, if you can say, all the, I can tell it of itself. The space is dharma, air is dharma, fire is dharma, and all the elements are dharma, all the elementals are dharma, all the forms are dharma, all the names are dharma, all the functions are dharma. But for all these dharmas, how many dharmis are there? The only dharmi. Okay, only dharmi for all the dharmas. Why? Because dharmi pervades the dharmas means all these so-called elements, the elementals, the forms, names and functions, mobile beings, simple beings, all these dharmas are in and through pervaded by the only dharmi obtaining in the form of pure existence. Implementum Brahman is what only dharmi. When the, what is this dharmi? When you inquire into, in understanding the dharmi, the dharmi status will resolve first, then dharma also will be resolved cognitively in the very reality. Then you will see dharmi is also reality, dharma is also reality, but reality is neither the dharmi nor the dharma. Therefore it is said, sadvastu adhika vrittitvat dharmi. Listen to me, please listen to the 67th verse. Sadvastu adhika vrittitvat dharmi. Adhika vrittitvat means what now? Sadvastu, now with reference to ocean, water is adhika, water has adhika vrittitvam. Water has pervasiveness. Similarly, with reference to the entire universe, with reference to space, what is adhik, what has adhika vrittitvam? What has all pervasiveness? Sadvastu. So sadv adhika vrittitvat dharmi. It is this, it is given the status of being dharmi. So sadvastu adhika vrittitvat dharmi. Sadvastu dharmi. Why? Adhika vrittitvat. Because of its pervasiveness. Vyomnastu dharmata. Whereas space does not have the dharmi status. Space has the dharma status. You get what now? Dharmi dharma. Who enjoys which status? With reference to space, exist the absolute reality obtaining in the form of pure existence has the dharmi status and the space has the dharma status. Dharmata means having dharma status. Dharmitva means having the dharmi status. Why? Adhika vrittitvat. Because of its pervasiveness. One has dharmi status, the other has the dharma status. Okay, now, dhiya satha prithakare. When you distinguish the sat, the existence, the dharmi from the dharma, sataha prithakare, when you distinguish cognitively, when you intellectually distinguish the dharmi from the dharma, because dharmi and dharma are inseparable. Dharmi and dharma are physically inseparable, but intellectually distinguishable. Okay, dharmi and dharma are physically inseparable, but intellectually distinguishable. When you distinguish the dharmi intellectually, cognitively from the dharma, prithakare, dhiya, sataha prithakare, by, dhiya means by vichara, by inquiry, cognitively, you distinguish, you understand the dharmi being distinct from the dharma. Dharmi is not distant from the dharma. But dharma is distinct from the dharma. You understand? Now, another question comes, okay, you have distinguished cognitively the dharmi in terms of Brahman from dharma. Now tell me, what is this dharma called vyoma? Kim atmakam dharma bruhi? Now tell me, what is this space? You have to say what? Space is not, there's no dharma called space. Space is Brahma. Kim atmakam tarhi, kim atmakam dharma, vyoma, bruhi. What is this space then? You said dharma. What is this dharma space? You will say space is Brahma. You can understand, take the example of wave and water, it become easy. Suppose you say water is dharmi, wave is dharmaha. And are they physically separable? No. Are they distinguishable intellectually? Yes. You can distinguish the dharmi from the dharma cognitively, intellectually. You distinguish, then what do you understand? Oh, dharmi is, you enquire into the dharmi. What is this dharmi? You arrive at the dharmi being what? You resolve the dharmi status in the water. Then what is left alone is what? Dharmaha. They will ask the question, kim atmakam this wave, dharma. You know what? There is no dharma, there is no wave, it is nothing but water. You resolve the dharma status, resolve the dharmi status, resolve the wave, and you finally say what is only water. Similarly here also, you look at this space, and the space is dharmaha, because here, sadvastu is adhika desha, adhika vrittitvat, because sadvastu pervades the space, and we say sadvastu is dharmi, and this akasha space is dharmaha, and you they're not physically separable, but you can intellectually distinguish them. When you intellectually, cognitively distinguish the existence, reality obtaining in the form of existence from the space, the dharma, you say what? There is no dharmi, there is only space. That when you enquire into this dharmi space, the dharmi sub-existence, and you resolve the dharmi status in the existence, afterwards dharma is left alone, then you ask is what is this vyoma? What is this space? This space is nothing but Brahma. There is no dharmi, there is no dharma, there is no space, there is only Brahma. This is how he is going to teach us all the elements one by one now. But now once you understand here, see each and every object here right from space is going to be looked upon as the dharma. Why? Because that which is looked upon as dharma is nothing but a form, name and function which is pervaded by the reality. And the reality is given the dharmi status because of its pervasiveness. Because the Nayayi, the Tarkikas and the other simple people, they always separate. For them, dharma is so important. Dharma is there. Dharma has its own existence. They see the dharma enjoy its own independent existence. Therefore, it is very important for Vidyaranya Swami in this context, for any Advaitin, for him to understand the fact and also to establish the fact that there is no such a thing called dharma at all, which exists independently outside of the dharmi. For any object to have the status of being the dharmaha, there must be corresponding dharmi. Isn't it? There cannot be something called dharmaha without the dharmi. Even we use this expression with reference to values also. So knowledge of values is dharma. You know, the living the values is dharma. But there must be the person who lives the life of dharma. He is dharmi. Without the dharmi, there cannot be dharma, perpetuation of dharma. How can dharma survive if there's no the perpetuator of dharma? Dharmi must be there for the dharma to continue to be there. Without the dharmi, dharma will become extinct. Dharma cannot survive by itself. Dharma needs expression. Under expression, there must be dharmi. So we talk about this dharma, dharmi difference in order, law and order section. There also we use. But here, just look at everything as the dharma. Why the chair is like the chair is like a chair? That's the dharma. Which means the chair has to have four legs or three legs. It must be able to, somebody must be able to sit on it. It's a form. It has a given name. It has a given purpose. And that is called what? Dharma. That is, there's an order involved in that. And why it is like that? And what is the dharmi there? With reference to chair, it can be, the dharmi can be what? The wood. Why? What pervades everything? Adhika vrittihi. What pervades everything is what? Dharmi. Similarly, the dharmi dharmaha. A difference is used here also. In with reference to values also the word dharmaha, dharmi is used. And here understand why anything is the way it is. There's an order. Every form, name and function is dharma. And a dharma cannot exist independently without the dharmi. Existence of dharma presupposes existence of dharmi. Is it clear? Existence of dharma presupposes dharmi. What is dharma here? Any given form, indicated by any given word, serving any given purpose, is dharma. Why? Because there's an order involved in it. Why a table is called a table? It's a word. It indicates a given form. It serves a given purpose. Therefore, order means the dharma presupposes dharmi. Dharma presupposes dharmi. That's why we see the difference. Dharma dharmi bhedaha. But still, so what is dharmi? What is dharma? To understand, adhika vrittitvat dharma. Dharmitvam. So dharmi status. So there is, with reference to the entire cosmos of elements and the elementals, every form is a dharma. Every name is a dharma. Every function is a dharma. And dharma cannot exist independently outside of the dharmi. And you have to ask, understand, even though dharma, dharmi, bhedaha is selectively there, absolutely this difference is not there. You distinct, they are not separable physically, we can separate them cognitively, then after distinguishing the dharmi from the dharma cognitively, then we have to do the dharmi vichara. Enter into this dharmi. What is this dharmi if you enter into? The dharmi status will resolve in the very abstract reality. And you say there's only reality, there's no dharmi. But the dharmi status is resolved in the reality. And later on, dharma also cannot be there independently without the dharmi. The dharma status also will resolve in, dharma also will resolve in the very reality. Then you can resolve cognitively dharmi dharma bheda. Dharmi dharma bheda you can resolve. And what is this here? Only sadvastu. So that which is here enjoying the dharmi status is also sadvastu, the reality. And that which is here enjoying the dharma status is also acting with the reality. So dharmi is our reality. Dharmi is reality. And dharmas are all reality. Only reality is of the nature of existence and implied by the term Brahma. Therefore, there's no dharmi, dharma, bedaha have to be resolved cognitively. The dharmas are innumerable and countless because everything has a sway. Every object in this world, now nothing has come into existence accidentally. Everything has come for a purpose, with a given purpose, not to enjoy the punya papa. Everything is here. Swarupam avatishtha. Therefore, when you analyze, now he just takes only this space and he looks at this space as dharma and sees this advastu as dharmi, and then he says this dharmi and dharma are inseparable physically but cognitively distinguishable. Want to distinguish the dharmi from the dharma, then inquire into the dharmi. Dharmi status will resolve in the very reality. Thereby, the dharma also will be resolved in the very reality. So what is there is only sadvastu. There is neither dharmi nor the dharma. Avakashatmakam tachet. Avakashatmakam tachet. Asaditi. Asattaditi chintyatam. Asattaditi chintyatam. Avakashatmakam tachet. Asattaditi chintyatam. Bhinnam sato sachchaneti vakshi chedvyahi vyahatistava. Bhinnam sato sachchaneti vakshi chedvyahatistava. So now the doubt may come, if dharma is not there independently, dharma is mithya, dharmi state is also mithya, and sadvastu alone is satyam. Everything is resolvable in the sadvastu. So the question comes, then can we say it is asat, it is not there? It is tucham. Can we say that? There's a question is going to come, and he, Dhyanani Swami, is going to give an answer for that. No, you cannot say, see, we have not yet gone to air, okay? We are still in space. We just started the space and still sitting with the space. Still sitting only in space. We have not yet gone on, moved on to air. So don't, by the time we complete it, you will know, you will say, you talk about space. Finally, you will say, there is no space, only Brahma. And talk about air, vayu, you learn so much about it. Talk about dharma, dharmi, sambandha, etc. Finally, where is the dharmi? No, then you resolve the dharmi status. Dharmi itself is not there. How can there be dharma independent of the dharmi? You will resolve that also. So, we are going to see one by one. Now, He says, already has made very, until now, what is the important lesson you have learned today? Space is Brahma. This vision must become very clear. Why space is Brahma? How space is Brahma? Which means we don't count. When you say space is Brahma, you're talking about the inseparability, non-separateness, the distancelessness between space and Brahma, which means you're resolving this space cognitively in Brahma, which means intellectually, you see the Brahman being the only vastu. There's no space other than Brahma. We do experience this space. Space is right in front of us. And we do say space is all accommodative. Space does accommodate everything. At the same time, and this space is accommodated in reality, obtaining in the form of pure existence. we have to understand this fact, whether you like it or not, space is Brahma, Sat Brahma. There is no dharmi, there is no dharma, dharmi, bheda, etc. He explained first. Now he has to move on to the air. What about the air? Similarly, we are going to understand how air is also nothing but Brahma. The very big leap, the very big leap to in understanding that to say, oh, air is, Vayu is Brahma. Vayu is pure existence. Water is pure existence. Brahma. Everything is Brahma. We have to understand this. Now he is going to move on to the next verse, which we'll see in the next class. Each and every element we're going to see how everything is. Today, what I made very clear is Dharma, Dharmi. We do experience the Dharma, Dharmi differences, and we see the plurality of the Dharmas, multiplicity of Dharmas. At the same time, no Dharma can exist independently without the Dharmi, and the Dharmis are not many. The only absolute ultimate Dharmi is the reality. And resolve the Dharmi status, inquire to the Dharmi, then resolve the Dharmi status in the same reality. Later on, resolve the Dharmas in the reality. And you can say, what is only Brahma. Today's lesson is only this. I told you, always, see, when we talk about this marriage, what is this marriage for? Their dharma means even all the family values, all the values, any value for that matter, dharma has to survive means there must be dharmi. So, dharmis must be there. For the perpetuation of the dharma, there must be dharmis who understand dharma, know the dharma, who live the dharma, are called dharmis. So how can dharma survive without the dharmi? So dharmi is there. And for the dharmis have to be there means there must be birth. And for the dharmis to come into existence, there must be marriage between man and woman. Therefore, vivahaha. That's why viseshena vahati iti vivahaha. You know, it is very specially, this person has to carry, not physically, emotionally carry this person. You take care of the health, take care of, you know, look after the person. You have to care for the person. Caring for other person is what? Emotional. They will become a responsible job. Vivahaha means. So, vahati. Vahati means carries. Therefore, the person, through vivaha. So, dharma praja abhivrudhyartam vivaha. You say, even the progeny has to come for the perpetuation of dharma, you need a progeny. How can the perpetuation of dharma without the dharmi? The dharmi have to be born for which marriage is a must. So, that is their dharma means even living all the cultural values, individual values, universal values, all the values to survive, to perpetuate. And there will be dharmi. And for the dharmis to come into existence, who are going to understand the dharmas, who are going to live the dharmas, who are going to contemplate with the perpetuate dharmas, the dharmis. And for dharmis have to come into existence, there must be marriage. There, dharma dharmi sambandha. The person who speaks the truth is dharmi, and the value of truthfulness is dharmaha. The spoken truth is non-separate, inseparable from the person who speaks, the speaker of the truth. Spoken truth is dharma, the speaker of the truth is dharmi. Without the speaker of the dharma truth, there cannot be the spoken truth. The truth spoken. there also you say dharma dharmi sambandh. Dharma is always inseparable, non-separate from a dharmi. We all understood that. We understand the value of values. But here, dharmaha means the different way of looking at it. Why do I call every form as dharma? Why do you call every form as dharma? Why should I call wave as dharma? With reference to water, with reference to ocean, water is the dharmi is the water. Shouldn't say water is dharmi, okay? Dharmi is the water and the wave, the form, name and function associated with this dharma. The wave is what? Is a the dharma. Why do you call it dharma? Because any form, any name, any function has, when it enjoys existence, there's a period of time when every form, name and function enjoys its given existence. And for any object to enjoy existence, there is an order involved. There must be an order involved. Something cannot come into existence suddenly, accidentally, without any pre-planning. Swamiji used to say, your mother-in-law can knock at the door without telling you one day. That is possible. But even her coming into your house without telling you, suppose she may be a terror, she may be a loving person. That again, within the realm of the order that you have to go through, for which she becomes a nimittam. Your part of that to be exhausted, she becomes nimittam. There's an order involved here. Which means nothing comes into existence, not even a flower, not even a seed, not even a plant, not even a sprout, not even an individual, not even a dog or a monkey or cat or elephant, not even microbes, amoebas or paramecians or bacteria or viruses. Nothing, anything which people have discovered and they say it is, means it enjoys existence, means that exists within the realm of the order. See, why we have to understand, study Shastra more to understand the order more. You understand Aishra better. That is why any form is called the dharma. Any name indicated the form is also dharma. Any function is also dharma. The nature, why this table is like this? Why this given form is like this? Because it serves a given purpose. This is how it is made. There is an order involved here. Therefore, that's why every being here is significant, important, because everything exists within the realm of the order. Therefore, all these forms, names and functions which come and go are the dharmas. And the only dharmi of all these forms, names and functions is, if we analyze, because dharmi continues to be there in all the dharmas. The dharmas change, but the dharmi continues to be there. Therefore, if you analyze what is this dharmi, and you cannot help arriving at stumbling upon the reality, abstract, formless reality, obtaining in the form of pure existence, under which existence you can understand without any form or name. When you understand that existence without any form or name, that existence is nothing but pure consciousness, which is your own self, obtaining as yourself, your real nature. So we'll continue next class. Or it's like expansion of dharma and dharmi, isn't it? Not simply the values alone. See, I'm not, he only introduced, okay? He started talking about the space and atma. Then from space he has moved on to the word dharma. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम।